Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Boom, 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 boom. Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. Now, before I get into it, I just want to say, like, the last few days, the weather's been quite mad, hasn't it?
It really has.
And
meteorologists. Sorry, come again?
People like Rick. have recorded nearly 112,000 lightning strikes over New Zealand.
Whoa. Right?
Normally, the annual average is 187,000, and in just 12 hours, 12,500 were observed.
Wow.
That's a fair whack.
Mad, isn't it? That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. I read that this morning on the way coming in.
My brain went down a little path there where it was like, I'm sure someone's thought about trying to harness lightning as a resource, a renewable resource. And then in my brain, I was like, yes, they did. And it was in Frankenstein and didn't end well. So
no. So any budding Frankensteins out there, don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't bother. It's been done.
Yeah, I reckon Rick must have been just loving it.
Oh, he was having a great time. Yeah, we all were, though. I love that feeling of when it's absolutely hosing it down, but you're in bed.
Oh, of course.
And you're like,
you got all your supplies in for the week.
I have a skylight where I live, and I was lying in bed being like, this skylight better hold because I am not prepared.
Yeah, relatively new house. You haven't quite sussed where the leaks might come from
yet.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout outs to lots of my friends, though, who have discovered leaks in these flats.
No.
That's not so fun, so.
So anyway, right, I've got two dinosaur stories here, right? One of them just blew my mind, and the other one, I thought, what is going on here? What one do you want first? Let's do the good one first.
Let's do the good one.
Yeah. Your choice.
Right, okay. 130 years ago, scientists discovered an unusual fossil in a Scottish quarry. The remains suggested a toothless, eel-like creature with a cartilage skeleton. It was named, I'm only going to say this name once because I'm going to shorten it.
Okay.
Paleospondylus gunni, which is 398 to 385 million years ago.
That's what it was.
This was knocking about.
Dinosaurs are so old that my brain can't conceptualize it anymore. Just doesn't have a rating for
it. Since then, right, the animal has been baffling scientists since 1890. They have no idea where it sat on the evolutionary tree until now.
Until now, the toothless eel goes now.
Thanks to CT scanning, scientists have been able to produce the highest resolution images to date. It revealed several semicircle canals, which like the ears of modern fish, birds and mammals, which are like the ears of birds and mammals. This is significant because it places evolutionary distance between Spondylus. That's what I shortened it. That's quite nice, isn't it? Spondulix. And the more primitive jawless fish like hagfish. What a horrible name to give something.
Imagine just being, what are we going to call this one?
Like, I want to get home, we'll just call it, hagfish.
Which lacked this feature. Anyway, researchers were also able to identify cranial features that place Spondulus in a group called Pteraspondulus, which contain all four limb creatures and their closest relatives. Now, closest relatives were thought as like a three-legged animal or something. What's the closest relative? Like a cousin, it's still got four legs.
Yeah.
Anyway, the body weighed 6 centimetres, and the conclusion is, right, this is the bit that's...
weighed 6 centimetres?
Only measured.
Oh. Oh, wait, so it's tiny?
Tiny. They reckon it could be a little baby thing.
A giant eel.
Yeah, same.
Right. This is the bit that got me. Their conclusion is the Spondulus is the aquatic predecessor of the first animal that crawled onto land and therefore is our oldest ancestor.
Oh, my God.
This is a great dinosaur fact.
So that's... Do you know what? That's a good... The dinosaurs start all the time.
Great.
They found, like, this huge dinosaur in the Isle of Wight, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Wet Legosaurus?
You just made that up.
Yeah, I just made it up because wet leg come from Isle of Wight.
Nice. See what you did there.
So that was really fascinating. And when I was looking, I saw this headline. some dinosaurs had belly buttons.
Are you real?
This is serious, right? Now, I'd like to share you how my thought process works, right?
Isn't that a mammal thing?
They're non-avian, which means they wasn't birds.
So they didn't come out of an egg?
No.
Okay.
But they got little scars and that. And then first off, I thought, actually, that's quite funny.
Having a belly button on a dinosaur.
Yeah, I thought someone's made this up.
Yeah, it feels
bored.
Like a cartoon, eh?
And then I actually read the article and it was really, really quite interesting. But don't get me wrong. I mean, do we really need to know everything about everything? Like, who cares? Like,
probably not.
No, but some people would want to know this. Some people would know so much about
the potential
belly button on a dinosaur and just not worry about the hagfish, maybe.
I would put knowing...
Only because of its name. I think we'll call it the Christopher fish. Because that sounds nicer.
First of all, I think hagfish would be a great band name. Secondly, I would totally put knowing that dinosaurs have belly buttons in a category of things I'd like to know. You know, that's
When I first read it, do you know what my first thought was? I thought, right, I could do one of these three are true and one isn't.
Yeah.
Would you have believed that?
No, I would have thought that was you making it up. I thought
you
were.
Can't do it for next week now because you know, couldn't you?
I do. Mm. Yeah, I do. Thank you for bringing us some dinosaur facts. We're still yet to do our Mind Trench field trip to see Peter.
Oh, yeah. Next week.
Has anyone been to see Peter yet? The Tyrannosaurus Rex at the museum? Give us your Peter takes on 5395. We'd like to hear your dinosaur recommendations. Have you picked a song for us? You have,
I certainly have. I love this song. It's AJ Tracy with a song called Ladbroke Grove, which they play just before the game at Tottenham.
Oh,
speed
nice.
It up a little bit. So it's a Tottenham boy.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Man set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. And again, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. Said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car AJT's on the mic and that. I said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car AJT's on the mic and that. Watch the sun now. Had a little beef, but it's done now. I just need a drink and a rub down. When my team's in the place, it's a shutdown. I'ma ride on a wave to the sundown. Painting looking like a touchdown. All my haters getting vexed, calm up now. I went up, then my kettle got bust down. Watch the sun now. Had a little beef, but it's done now. I just need a drink and a rub down. When my team's in the place, it's a shutdown. I'ma ride on a wave to the sundown. Painting looking like a touchdown. All my haters getting vexed, calm up now. I went up, then my kettle got bust down. Yo. It's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. And again, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. Said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car AJT's on the mic and that. I said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car AJT's on the mic and that. I'm a rock star. I get the yatty love like a pop star. And when I'm in my ends, I'm a block star. Wait, everybody run from the cop car. And I don't know about sober. I'm just a block boy sitting in a Rover. I got my friends and my fam on my shoulder. I've been cold, but my money got me colder. Said I'm a rock star. I get the yatty love like a pop star. And when I'm in my ends, I'm a block star. Wait, everybody run from the cop car. And I don't know about sober. I'm just a block boy sitting in a Rover. I got my friends and my fam on my shoulder. I've been cold, but my money got me colder.
That is AJ Tracy with Ladbroke Grove. Picked for us this morning by Rob. We've got a Peter. Is he a Peter or a Pete?
I think it's Pete.
Pete the dinosaur.
I think you said Peter, but I mean, maybe Peter is his formal name.
When he's in trouble, he's called Peter.
Peter.
Grizzy's texted in to say that a gaggle of her steampunk group went on a safari photo shoot to hunt down Pete, took some hilarious photos of Pete chomping on their heads. I think that's the only thing to do with a
I want to hear more about this steampunk group.
This big skeleton is you got to take the photo.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
You are on BFM. We'll be back.